Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Paula Price Show, where you can experience revelatory teaching, get answers to your questions, and receive powerful prayer. Tune in now and get ready for an exciting time of encouragement and transformation. Welcome your host, Dr. Paula Price.
We are back after the holidays, after the summit. Welcome to the Paula Price Show, and welcome Dr. Paula Price. I think you're on mute, Dr. Price.
Okay. Am I there now? I pushed the right button?
You are there, and now we are here together.
I love it. But I have to say to you, Ashley, I have missed my people. I've missed the Paula Price Show. I've missed our Thursday. I know we did a short segment the week of the summit, but then last week we had a holiday weekend, and now it is good to be back. I welcome everybody. I'm thanking you for joining us. We're going to have a great time today because I've missed you, and I'm sure that some of you have missed us, and so we're going to have a wonderful, wonderful time. So, Ashley, our sunshine streak is broken.
Yeah. I think we can effectively say it's broken.
Yeah, our sunny Thursdays are over. We don't have sunny Thursdays any longer, at least today, because we are getting braced for a storm here in Oklahoma. And I'm understanding it's going to be a pretty serious storm, as they are predicting it to be. So we're going to have a great time. We'll need you all to pray us through out here. I know the weather's been crazy around the country, but still, there's no storm with us. So I am happy to be here today. You know what I want to do, Ashley, before we get started in our show, and, you know, I'm going to do my admonishment and all of that, but I'm going to talk about some of the things that's been happening. Ashley, don't you have some Paula Price news about all that's been going on since we've last met with our folks here today?
Well, since the summit?
Since the summit. I know, it seems like we lived a lot of life since then.
We had some turkey. We had some food.
You're being fresh. But I was talking about our product, our new product, the release of the re-release of our PAQ, you know, our assessment. We got a lot going on.
Yes, we do. And I tell you what, one thing that has not been happening around here is a lot of sleep, because we are so excited about getting all of these things to market and getting them to our people, our listeners. We're just really overwhelmed in a good way with what God is doing. You finished yet another book. Well, I can't even say you finished a book, because you actually finished curriculum that you were releasing on the market. It's available now. Curriculum mm-hmm. for the body out there. And we have our new online web store, definitely new, definitely improved. And we know many people have already seen it because of our Black Friday weekend sales that were just off the charts. People were running and flocking to that website and downloading their hearts out.
I know. Isn't that amazing? And what I'm going to do is a little later, when we get Prophet Adia on to talk about how to, you know, our social media chat, we're going to let her talk a little bit about her branding new product and some of the things that she's going on with our store, because we've got good stuff happening there. And I like to, you know, keep people abreast of it, because we're very progressive. I love to be progressive. And so I think that PPM Global Resources has been very progressive this year, and I'd like to share that with the people, some of the benefits. We'll talk about the assessments. I want to talk about the curriculum that I released. I have many apostles and prophets that, you know, I connect with. Obviously, you will draw the most types that you are, that are compatible with you. So I've drawn a lot of apostles and prophets over the years. And, you know, we've had this ongoing thing of training and development. I've talked to you frequently about uniformity and consistency and standards and all of that. Well, we're finally getting there. I developed a series over the last several years called Apostleship Readiness Course, ARC for short. It's Apostleship Readiness Course. Now, this is a series of courses that span a couple of years so that you can actually, if you are an apostle, chief apostle, bishop, senior leader, if you have an apostolic church, this particular series will help you bring your people online. Now, I encourage it, a couple of groups to definitely check it out. Number one, I encourage those who are actually apostles, and especially those who have networks. If you're an apostle with a network, you definitely want to check this out. And here's why. You can uniformly equip your people, train them on the generics, the generalities of apostleship. If you are a senior leader, let's say you're a pastor and you've already gotten the word from God, you're transitioning into apostleship, or you're a pastor who has come under an apostle, you want to get this series. And here you can use it with your leaders, and then from there you can have a modified version that you use with your congregants. Very important. You always talk about how pastors need to be wise when they decide to tell their people that we're going to be apostolic. That's not something that you should throw on your folks. You shouldn't stun them and whatever. Even when you bring in speakers, those of you who are listening to me or who will be listening later, if you are a speaker and someone brings you in and you see the mantle of apostleship descending on a house, don't be too quick to shout it out, because even though it may sound great to you, you know it's good news. It may sound wonderful and affirming to the leadership. They perhaps have heard God talk about it, but the people in the pew, they don't know that. And so people hate change anyway, so you don't want to frighten them. So these teachings help you ease people into your next dimension of leadership, your next dimension of ministry, particularly if you're called to the apostolic. So you're another group I want. If you are an apostolic prophet, and if you don't know what that is, check into my office, call our office, or go to our website after the show today and download some of our teachings on the apostolic prophet. Very important that you understand that. But if you're that, then, or if you're a chief prophet, you want to get this program, because apostles and prophets are a natural team or a heavenly team according to the will of God. And so you want to know how to work with apostles and prophets. If you are an apostolic prophet, and there are tons of them, our assessments are finding them all over the country. They're coming up. Through our assessments, they're being told, not only are you a prophet, but you're an apostolic prophet, which means you're a prophet who is on the order of a Silas, and you are a companion to an apostle. If that's any of you, or if you feel that's you, hey, don't miss the moment after the show to go and take that assessment and say, let me see if I'm that kind of prophet. But if you are, in fact, an apostolic prophet, you want this program. You want to do our training in your church. If you are a chief prophet over a network of prophets, you still want some ARC training, because it is very difficult to be a prophet and not know about apostles or to misunderstand them, and vice versa. So it's called ARC Training, Apostolic Readiness Course, and it's a training program, and it has several segments. Now, the first, what you will see online when you go today, is you will see Work Text 1. We call it Work Text because it's a combination of workbook and textbook. So it's a work text. Now, this is a training. It's a working program. There is a lot of information in there, a lot of deep information, but it is broken down in such a way that you can span a month or you can span a year and step by step, point for point, present apostleship to your people. Now, there are numerous workbooks in this series, and every workbook, you're going to love this, every work text, you're going to love this part. Every work text is a full semester in itself. So let's say God told you you're going to have an apostolic training center, or you're going to have a ministry training center, and you're going to have all fivefold represented. We have talked about people going to fivefold schools for decades, and what we've gotten was threefold education and twofold mention. But we've never really gotten a full fivefold program like that, because a comprehensive education for apostles and prophets just hasn't existed like that. You've got somebody's books, you read the book, everybody walk away with what they think it is and apply it as they see fit. But in an effective program, and I know that ARC is an effective program, in an effective program, there is uniformity, there's consistency, there's appropriate spacing and sequencing so that you know that this body of knowledge belongs to introductory. This body goes to orientation. This body goes to general learning or rudiments or foundations. This one is intermediate. And that's how the ARC program is laid out. You will love it. And each work text allows your learners or your trainees, which is what they're called, allows your trainees to systematically understand apostleship. It breaks it down and puts it back together for you. And we go from, hey, A is for apostle, all the way up to, you know, the end of the subject matter. You know, I am now in this office, or I'm a chief apostle, or I'm establishing a network or whatever. Every area is in this. But imagine, and the work texts are coming out in at the rate of about 2 or 3 a month, so you'll be able to move it. I will tell you right now, you won't be able to fast track it. It's not a fast track. Now, you can skip track, but you won't be able to fast track this series. It's an amazing series. I've worked on it for several years, and I've field tested it with my own groups and my own organization, and it works. It's called Apostleship Readiness Course, ARC for short, and because apostles are covering. So ARC is teaching you how to be that covering and that bridge in God's kingdom. I'm thrilled about it. When the show is over, I'm encouraging you to go and look at it. Now, when you look at it, it is not a reader. It is a curriculum. So that when you look at it, don't expect to say, oh, yeah, well, this is going to be $20. It is a curriculum. And here's why you need to know it's a curriculum, and here is why you want to make the investment. Because if you're a trainer, you're going to have, if you have a school, you'll have tuition. If you have a class, you'll have tuition. So this is actually a funding tool for you as well as a training tool. It's amazing. You'll be able to use this textbook to walk through years and years and years of people, this particular work text in the entire ARC program. You'll be able to use for years and years and years from a single investment. And your trainees will be able to do the same because presumably they will be apostles and prophets either entering your program or when they're done with it. So this is great. It is worth it. Now, that's going to take me to our next thing, which Prophet D is going to tell you about a little later on, and that is our brandy new online store. We got a facelift, folks. You know, if I sound excited, you're right. Mark me down as excited. We got a complete overhaul. I would say facelift. I think we could probably call it more of an overhaul. And we've got a brand new look, brand new ease of operation, promotions, et cetera. And so our ARC program is going to be featured in our brandy new online store. You're going to love it. When you go there, we have all kinds of promotions, which I am not going to embarrass myself by telling you wrongly about them. I'm going to let my team do that. But you're going to appreciate it. In addition to that, we are reintroducing our prophetic aptitude questionnaire. You can see year-end greatness. We got year-end greatness going on. Now, our prophetic aptitude questionnaire is strictly for prophets, and you don't want to take it if you haven't been confirmed as a prophet. And we confirm you as a prophet through our MAQ, our minister's aptitude questionnaire. But the prophetic one is so comprehensive. Now, who wants to use that? Again, apostles will want to use it. Chief apostles will definitely want to use it. Chief prophets want to use it. Church leaders, pastors, you need to know what's growing in your congregation. If you've got prophets growing up in your congregation, you don't have to wait until they, you know, happen to you before you discover them. You can do that and make some solid quality plans on how to shepherd their development. So you'll want to use it. If you have a school of prophets, you want this assessment. You should make it. Both of these assessments should be a part of your enrollment screening processes, and we have special arrangements for people who do that. We have schools who do that. Say, okay, part of your screening and application process for our school is this assessment. Call us up after the show and find out a little bit more about it. But you definitely want to do that. If you're an individual, you want to know not only if you're a prophet, but the kind of prophet you are, the kind of mantle you have, how you are predisposed to your office, how you deliver the word of the Lord, how you hear the word of the Lord, the way God moves on you prophetically, and then your sphere of prophetic ministry, your first and second gifts or dominant gifts and operations. You get a ton of information on your office, enough to guide your mantle from here to eternity. So I definitely expect all of you all who are prophetic, don't miss this opportunity. We are introducing it at an introductory rate. We'll not be at this introductory rate for long, but for now, you can do it. Just go online and say, I want this prophetic aptitude questionnaire. If you don't see it, call us up. We'll get it up there because, you know, we are rushing our people in the back office. We have them really, you know, moving very quickly, but they are delivering for us. So you want to do that. Now, in January, we're going to have our apostolic diagnostic questionnaire. That's for apostles only. And again, we want you to have taken the MAQ so that you don't waste your time or your money trying to prove yourself to be something you're not. Again, this is an extraordinary tool. If you are an apostle, if you have a network, if you are, have a school of apostleship, you have training apostles and apostolic prophets, you need this tool. Once more, I would encourage you to include it as part of your applicant screening and enrollment process. Great tool. We also have arrangements so that if you're a school, we can share the funds with you. So you can look, talk to us about that. Everything that I produce is about sharing the wealth. I have a commitment to the commonwealth mentality of the Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom. So when we produce a product or we present something to you, we're always looking to share according to the commonwealth model of the New Testament. So if you're a leader, you're an organization, you're an institution of any kind, and these tools speak to you, then contact us, talk to our staff, and they'll tell you some of our affiliate arrangements and all of those kinds of things. Once more, we have the group assessments that you can look into, a powerful tool. So if I sound thrilled, I am thrilled with the progress we've made wrapping up the end of this year. Why are we wrapping it up at the end of this year? Because you might want to give them as gifts. You may want to give somebody in your life the gift of the prophetic aptitude questionnaire. You might want them to take the PAQ as a gift so that they can find out who they are. I know there are dozens and dozens and dozens of people out there who would love to get this as a gift. They're walking around, who am I? How did God make me? Why do I see things? Why do I hear things? Why do I dream what I dream? You might want to give that. You might want to give someone feeling a burden to call to ministry the gift of the MAQ. Hey, why not? Maybe you want to make it a package set. We can do that for you as well. So that is why we did it at the end of the year, so that you can consider giving the most unusual gift possible, and that is the gift of a clarified destiny, a well-defined destiny. You can't beat that. So those are some of the things that we have going on. Again, we're going to have our team pop in throughout the show to talk about it because we want you to get the best of it. You know, after 30 years of ministry, I am clear on what I deliver to the body. And I've got to tell you, as humbly as I know how, that God has gifted me to give these tools out to help his people intelligently, academically, and scholastically, as well as ministerially and spiritually, find their place in him and prosper in his calling. And that's what I do well. That is what we do well at PPM Global Resources. And that is what we bring to you all who are the body of Christ and you who are on the line today. So I'm excited. Ashley, what do you think about all that we got going on? Do I not sound thrilled?
Oh, you sound absolutely ecstatic. And you should be, because with the PAQ and the Prophetic Aptitude Questionnaire, has been a cry has been going on for that for quite some time, to bring it back, bring it back. And so I think that the prayers of the righteous have started availing some things for us there. And if people call in, we can give them some information about that. It will be showing up on our website soon. If they go in this very moment, they're not going to see it yet because we are putting the finishing touches on that promotion. But they will be seeing it very shortly, and so they will know. But like you said, if you have not taken that MAQ first, you need to do that. Because since the PAQ, the Prophetic Aptitude Questionnaire, is specialized, we also need to make sure you should be taking the Prophetic Aptitude Questionnaire. You take the ministry one first, and it shows that you are not showing prophetic inclinations, then there's no point in taking that other one. So we're thrilled. The web store, I keep surfing around just because I love the way it looks and the layout, and I just want to download myself. so many things rolling out at the end of 2013. We are a apostolic, obviously, we're under an apostle and prophet company, which means that we specialize in crafting the future with people and in preparing them for their future. I don't think there's any better way for us to end 2013 than for you to launch new curriculum for the first time, really, new curriculum that people can purchase for themselves for their own ministries, us opening back up that prophetic aptitude questionnaire so people can say, you know what, I need to start 2014 right, either in developing my people or just getting my own act together in doing that. That is why we're here as PPM Global Resources. And you are the resource, Dr. Price. We're just going to keep mining you. Just see what else is in there. What else is in there? But the main thing I like about you putting your curriculum out on the market is so many people use your materials, because you write them that way, most of them, to be used ready, on demand, take it, plug it into your ministry, that now they can have Dr. Paula Price's curriculum, and we know it's your curriculum, they know it's yours, they know the quality they're going to get from it, and it just is a ready-made package for people to take to begin to implement. You have your other resources, the ABCs of Apostleship, you have your other books, Eternity Generals, because this has been missing for the apostleship arm of your mantle. It's there with the prophetic, the handbook has the chapters, it has the reviews, and although Eternity's Generals has some summaries in it, it does not have the same kind of application elements that the handbook has. And, of course, the dictionary, well, is a dictionary, praise God. And so it's time for the complement for apostles to be able to take it, run with it. And, you know, apostles don't move forward without structure. They'll just be like, okay, it's a great idea. Now what? So providing that structure for your apostles, apostolic people, prophets, to know how to work with apostles. Why do we keep fighting each other? Let's find out, because we really should be working together. I love it.
I'm telling you, I'm excited. I've been, again, the series is the program, and I call it a program because it is that. Very systemized, very organized. You know, just how apostles think. We apostles and prophets think that way. And so it's that way. But, Ash, I was just looking at some of it. We have one work text covers establishing apostleship credibility, types of credentialing, doctrines, documents, how to plan, strategize, optimize, and devise. Okay, talking about what a minister really is, how God had it in line, mastering apostleship's 24 skill sets, understanding apostleship as part of the ordained ministry, and then we have the call and core premises. We've got good stuff here over this program. When you finish this, you're going to know what you know. Apostleship decision-making, how to recognize the right people and how to use them. And we have excellence conditioning. And, again, a whole section on commissioning, a whole other section on the sphere of apostleship. It is an orderly way. It's not just, okay, let me just tell you what God is saying. This is thoroughly researched, people. It is a credible program, and I want to say that it is a credible program, it is an accreditable program, and it is a mature and professional program. Thoroughly researched. You are going to get clarity on not just the office of apostle or how I do it. It is generic. It's broad-based for everyone out there. You will love it. Again, if you have a network, if you have a collaborative, you have an apostolic church, your leadership, whatever it is, you have a conglomerate of churches, that's fine. But I'm telling you, nothing brings people in one mind more effectively or more enduringly than education, because that's what's lacking. Because we don't have a uniform educational program, which now we have. And I'm telling you, this is one book I could go on record to say that this can be a 2 to 4 year program, and each one escalating with more and more advanced training so that we will have the expertise of apostleship that God needs for us to rightly represent Jesus Christ, our great apostle, and to take the kingdom. And to sit down, I mean, think about being articulate. Think about being communicative. Think about being persuasive. Think about being knowledgeable and informed and educated. You can do this. How about just the idea that you no longer have to wing it You no longer have to walk away and second-guess yourself. Did I use the right word? Did I say it right? I'm not sure. Was this the right answer? And being able to do it, confronting the issues of humanity, society, culture, and kingdom. That's what you're going to get out of this. So it's a powerful tool. I've read off some of the subject matter so you know what you're getting, and you can set it up with listen, assign credits. You can assign units, transcripts. You can assign a host of things, certifications, credentialing of your sort. It's for you to do. I gave you not just information, but I give you worksheets, outlines. I give you training games. These are amazing. And I say that because I know I got it from the Holy Ghost. He's been having me work on it since 2006. So you get the first one. The other two, just keep watching our site. You'll see 2, 3, 4, all the way up, show up. And I'm telling you, you invest in this. It will not only change your world and your life, but it will equip the people of God, whether they're ministers, officers, or congregants. It will equip them to understand the most foundational, prototypical office of the church, and that is apostleship. It began that way, you know? And so we talk about that. We give you some training pillars so that you understand how to prop up a program, how to measure a program. We give you some benchmarks and measurements so you can evaluate your people's performance. And we give it a lot of activities. I call them workout exercises because we have every work text has an abundance of workout exercises so you know what your people are thinking, what they're learning, and what they're understanding, and what they will be taking out from your teaching before they hit the public. That's something that we should know. So, again, I can go on, but I won't. I'm going to restrain myself. You know, I'm so excited because this is an awesome tool. And it's part of our ABCs of Apostleship series. Some of you have already purchased the first book. This is the second one. It's a larger, more comprehensive one. But remember, every work text is a full semester in itself. So when they finish a work text, you have completed a semester. If you do 4 a year, you've got 4 semesters. You do 6 a year, you've got 6 semesters. And it's no giveaway stuff. It is highly developed, highly academic, highly scholastic, so that it's not just, you know, something that you would expect in your midweek Bible study. It is an actual development program. Okay? So, again, ARC, Apostleship Readiness Course, ARC, under the ABCs of Apostleship Training Series. So it's powerful. Well, Ashley, I guess I'm not excited enough, don't you think?
Yes, and you should be, and I'll never tell you not to be.
Well, I wanted to talk again. I hope everybody had a great holiday. I know I did. We're still feasting off Thanksgiving dinner, a little here and a little there, froze a lot, save a lot, et cetera, having a great time. But I want to talk to you before I go to our callers. I want to do two things. I just want to chat with you a little bit about God's grace because I've been sharing with my staff here and my commission team, we now have defined ourselves. I have a commission team. I'm an apostle, so I should have one. And if you want to know about that, you've got to call my office and say, I want to know about that commission team thing she was talking about. But until you do, it's just their name. Now, and we'll go on with that. But I was sharing with them this week about God's grace and about how God meant his grace to work and the things that he expected of it. You've heard me say in the past, grace is not mercy. Mercy and grace are not synonyms. Now, why I'm mentioning this, I couldn't even possibly tell you. I just know it's Jesus. But you need to recognize, if you look up any academic dictionary, any academic resource, any Bible resource, the concordance, they are not synonyms. And grace is being taught as a synonym of mercy. And we need to back off of that. Now, when you are an apostle or a prophet, you are the foundation stone of God, not just the church, of the kingdom. The reason we're the foundation stone of the church is because in order for you to be the foundation of anything, you have to predate its existence and establishment. Foundation means pre-existence. So We are the stone that God said, let me lay this down first, and now let's build the church. Now, the church, once built, ends up being the pillar and ground of truth. But when you read Ephesians 2:20 or whatever, they say foundation. We don't register words the way they really mean. And so we say, well, the foundation, and then the building built upon the apostles and prophets. Now think about that. The foundation being built, that's a powerful statement when you just envision that. And in my training and on our program and in that work text that you're going to get, we do that a lot. We don't just leave you to pick it out the way you want. We make sure we know what we're talking about and that we understand what we're saying and why we chose one word and we rejected another. So grace. Because now I'm giving it to you from the apostles and prophets perspective. These are the two mantles that brought us the scripture. We act like pastors did. They did not bring us the scriptures. We act like evangelists did. They did not bring us the scriptures. We act like the teachers did. They did not bring us the scriptures. Jesus said Luke 24:44, just for your own record, Luke 24:44 says the law of Moses, the Psalms, and the prophets. Or the prophets and the song. Now, that's what he calls his canonized scripture. So eternity's canonized scripture is the law of Moses, the Psalms, and the prophets. And Jesus said that after he rose from the dead and then brings us into the New Testament, upon which these are based on. So based on what the law of Moses said, the prophets and the Psalms said, we got the New Testament. Now, that's how you can prove scripture. You don't prove scripture because your baby leaped. You don't prove scripture because your stomach burned. You don't even know if you ate. That could be heartburn. I don't know. But you don't prove scripture with those sensual things because that makes it very subjective. You need to prove scripture with something that's objective and something that predates your encounter with them. And nothing predates your encounter with scripture better than the Bible, which is what Peter said. Peter, Christ's apostle, the more sure word of prophecy. Now, having said that, because I'm going somewhere, but having said that, we have got to stop, particularly if you are a leader, if you are a five-folder, if you are a three-folder, then you have to stop presenting grace and mercy as synonyms. Do your own study. You don't need me to explain. You do your own study. Look at each word and sometimes look at all of the variations. For example, case in point, the word gift in the New Testament, and most of the New Testament, comes from a ton of different words. There's something like 9 or 10 other words for gift that you don't know. We only know charismata or charisma. But there is doses, there's marismos, there's didymi, there is tithemi. There are tons and tons of words that we don't ever address as gifts. And each one of those words as a synonym gives us another dimension or another dispensation of the gift. Likewise, with grace and mercy, you need to study those words yourself to make sure that the context in which you're understanding them is correct. Why? Because people thinking grace is mercy will conclude that abusing God's grace guarantees them mercy. And misusing what God gave us grace for will guarantee us mercy. In other words, they treat grace as a get out of jail free card. You know, okay, well, I mean, I know I messed up. No, mercy is sovereign. Grace is empowerment. As much as we exploit God's mercy, we forget that in both under the prophets and under the apostles, because when you say Old and New Testament, that's really what you're saying, under the prophets and under the apostles, okay? But under the prophets and apostles, God says, I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy. So mercy isn't even a given, and we're being taught that it is. So we're exploiting this man's mercy, and then we're abusing his grace, and most of these people are going to wake up either in their later years or on their deathbed saying, oh, my God, I blew it. So if grace isn't mercy, what is it? An empowerment. It is a gift of empowerment. But then anything from God is a gift because God doesn't give us anything or bestow anything upon us with a bill. He doesn't give us an invoice with his gifts. I mean, that's why word gift is like a general thing. That's the general nature of God. He doesn't do it with, it doesn't come with an invite. Okay, so I'm going to give you a singing voice. This is how much this is going to cost you. Okay, I'm going to give you the gift of athletics. This is what it's going to cost you. No, we charge for what God gives us, but God doesn't charge us when he gives it to us. And that's important. So we've been talking about that God has been having such an issue with this grace thing, you know? And I wanted to talk about it, particularly in Romans 5. I'm not going to get deep into it today. We might have to come back to it in a week or so. Not sure how God wants to do it. But Romans 5 is a very popular grace scripture. And grace and faith are contrasted with, you know, the law and what Jesus did. But when we talk about, you know, one of the scriptures that God keeps saying, when sin abounds, grace yet abounds much more. One of the things that God gave me as the first scripture that he taught me to make me understand grace was Romans 5:12. Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for all have sinned. And so we use that, you know, Paul is laying this foundation for the mercies of God, you know. And so when we talk about the free gift of God here, charisma, that's a gift in Romans 5:15, we're talking about Jesus being the free gift of his grace. So grace is a gift. And when you think about grace, it is not merciful. So when we say, for when sin abound, then grace does abound much more, we actually act like God actually says, when sin abounds, that mercy covers it, or mercy excludes it, you know? You know? And so I just want you to know, when we think about this thing, we don't handle God's word properly. So people are treating God's grace as a ticket for them to just treat God any kind of way, you know? And so it said, moreover, when offense, 520, moreover, the law entered that the offense might abound. But where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. It didn't say mercy. It said grace. And that's a very different statement. And it didn't come up like any word for mercy. It came up grace, charis, which is, you know, God's power, his ability to enable us. Now, we teach it as some sort of innocuous virtue, but grace is power. That's why grace gives you the ability to live like Christ in a world full of sin. It gives you the ability to make decisions, the very decisions that Christ made on earth in your life. But grace is an empowerment. It's an enablement. It gives you a capacity, but it also gives you a strength and a veracity to manifest the Christ in you in hard times. You know, grace under fire is there for real. Nobody says mercy under fire. We say grace under fire. Because when you're under fire, mercy is not going to help you. Grace is going to help you. So I wanted to make sure that, and some of you go and do a study on that, you know. Do a study on the grace of God, not what these people are teaching you. And make sure you research it. Grace is not mercy. Mercy, a synonym for mercy is amnesty. A synonym for grace is ability. And you need to know that ability and amnesty are not the same thing. Amnesty is what someone gives to you. Ability is what you're able to do. And so as we go forward, there are a lot of things you say, well, you know, well, I'm just going to put it under the grace of God. You can't put things under the grace of God. Grace is not a bench. Amnesty, see, mercy has a bench. It has mercy seats. It's a bench. Grace is not a bench. Grace is an ability. Grace is a capacity. It's an enablement. So when you go forward and you start making those decisions, especially when you're talking to friends who are following around, well, you know, where God said if you sin once, then it's all over. No, no, no. Grace is not for you to sin. Grace is for you to cease from sin. And we're teaching it wrong. The reason God gave us grace is to cease from sin, not to sin better or sin with a clear conscience. So I had to share that. God wanted us to get that out there, and I hope that it was a blessing to some of you because it's important. because Peter talks about in 2 Peter 2:14 how people have, they reach a point where they cannot cease from sin, you know? And he talks about that, 2 Peter 2:14, but God gave us grace so that the grace would abound to give us power to override what traditionally or historically has had power over us. Don't confuse grace with mercy. Mercy is amnesty. Grace is ability. Mercy is a bench, and grace is a virtue. It's a covering. It's an enablement. As God calls it, impartation. So one you go to, the other one comes into you. You have to know the difference between grace and mercy. Okay, so Ashley, did you appreciate that?
Oh, yeah. Come on. Grace is not a bench, people. Oh, praise God. Boy, you can put it together, Dr. Price. You can put it together.
Well, you know, because you go to the mercy seat, and you get on your knees, and it's a prayer bench. So,
yes.
And we treat grace
yes.
as a bench. You know? Grace is an impartation.
That's good. That's good right there.
Did you learn something, girl?
Yes. Well, I mean, I've heard you teach on this before over the years, but it's one of those things that you need to refresh on all the time because you all just put it under God's grace, God's grace, God's grace, God's grace. But I like how you said it. Mercy is amnesty. Grace is ability. And so when you're calling on God's grace, it's actually not to get out of something. It's to do something. And we use it to call on God's grace like it's a hall pass. Well, I'm just going to have God's grace. It's just going to get me through. No. You, that's like signing up for something. If you're calling on God's grace, you are asking him for the power to be able to achieve it, not for the back door to run out and let somebody else do it. So that's good stuff.
Well, you know, grace is a gear up. Grace, you gear up with grace, okay? And then with when you're in mercy now, you're trying to get out of something. So you like, okay, you don't need grace for sin. And you don't, and you know, and we have to remember mercy. Let everybody hear me today. Mercy is a prerogative. It's literally a divine prerogative.
Wow.
Mercy is not your inalienable right. You don't have, if mercy is not a right, you don't exercise mercy with God. You exercise mercy with everybody else. But God decides if he wants to give you mercy, and he makes that decision on a bunch of factors that are way too numerous for us to discuss here. But I just wanted to share that, Ashley, because, you know, we got these people running around teaching you that grace is all of that. I mean, I really wish people would do, not just read their pet translation of scripture, but I really wish folks would study. Because a lot of ways that they're using this stuff wrongly is right plainly in the book. It doesn't fit. It's errant, and it's errant coming from the gate. But because they take advantage of Christians' aversion to the scriptures and aversion to having to read them because of the book is thick, the print is small, I don't know, they can exploit people's naivety and ignorance and license you to do something that is going to crop up in your life later on and choke you. So anyway, that's what I wanted to share today. Well, before we go to the phones, Ashley, I'm sure you have a couple of commercials, or maybe you want to slide Prophet Adia in. And when we come back, we are taking calls because I have missed you guys.
Yes, well, let's slide Prophet Adia in. I have a feeling once we get rolling on this one, there may be a point of no return.
You're probably
Prophet
right.
Prophet Adia, you are live.
Hey, guys. This is Prophet Adia just coming along to give you some updates. I know Dr. Price has introduced to you guys the new bookstore that we have. First off, we just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. You all are the best listeners in the world, but you're also the best customers. So we so appreciate you all going online, checking us out during Black Friday weekend. You made it one of the most successful Black Fridays ever for us. And also, we just love being able to get products out to you. Like Dr. Price said, when you go to the website, you're going to see when you're at drpaulaprice.com, if you want to get to the bookstore, you're just going to click the link on the left-hand side that says Shop for Products. You don't have to memorize the bookstore address. Just know drpaulaprice.com, Shop for Products, and you'll be able to get right online to our online bookstore. There are downloads available, and guess what? We still have a lot of our download sales available for you from Black Friday. We kept some of those on. We've got downloadable articles, downloadable audio messages, and, of course, the Apostleship Readiness Course is available. Now, that course book is on sale until the 31st for $100. It normally sells for $250, so you don't want to let December pass you by if you know that that readiness course book is for you. If you are an apostolic prophet, you want to make sure you get that apostolic prophet's download. It's only $5. It will come immediately to you right after you place your order. It's an MP3 format, so that means you can play it on any device you have. If it's your iPad or your netbook, your laptop, your PC, anything you've got, you can download that and play that, and all of our audio messages come in MP3 format. So we're so excited to be able to bring you new products. We want you to make sure that you've signed up for our e-newsletter, because every time a new product hits the market, we're going to announce it to you all via email. So you'll get an email that will have our pick of the week. You'll also get an email that will have our sale of the week. So you want to make sure when you're going through the checkout that you click, yes, 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 I want to be a part of your e-newsletter. So we're so excited. We will be hitting you guys back every week, letting you know what the product of the week is. Other than that, we so look forward to seeing you online at our new online store. Back to you.
Have you ever wondered, why do I hear from God? Is what happens when I pray normal? Why do I think so differently? Is my relationship with God unusual? How do I explain my experiences with God? Does anyone else experience these things? I have so many talents, but how do I find my purpose? I know I'm called to ministry, but where do I begin? These daily questions lead to one solution. Introducing the Standardized Ministry Assessments Series. What was on God's mind when He made you? Find out how our assessments can help you uncover your greatest mystery, you. Our standardized ministry assessments consist of 800 ministry-specific questions, 114 ministry-based categories, 50 ministry classifications, a comprehensive gift analysis, fivefold office identifiers, automatic response indicators, targeted benchmark scoring, automated result interpretations, custom readiness path options, call-specific recommendations, personal ministry advisement. Is this basically a personality test? No. Your results are custom designed and not based on the traditional data used to determine your personality type or IQ. Instead, your results come from you, how you think, and what you believe, not predetermined categories into which you must loosely fit. Dr. Paula Price's nearly 25 years of research and experience see to that. How is this different from a spiritual gift test? Our assessments are not a test, and assess more than just your spiritual gift, what you are good at and may be interested in doing for your church. We help you define your ministry calling, how ready you are to do it full-time, the type of training you need to do it well, and the best place for you to prosper, whether in or out of the church. They don't just give you a number. They give you a life plan. We offer three levels of assessments: the Ministry Assessment Questionnaire, the Prophetic Aptitude Questionnaire, the Apostolic Diagnostic. So what's your ministry IQ? Discover yours today. www.drpaulaprice.com or call 877-649-PPMG.
Cool. Can I just interject that
sure.
For all of your listeners and for those who may listen later on the recording, I have taken your assessment. So I have to tell people it is crucial that you do that for yourself, that you invest in yourself to find out what God has placed in you, and that it is completely worth it. It is not just, you know, grandma's old spiritual gifts test, so to speak. It is in-depth. It is oh my goodness, multiple layers, and it just opens you up to what God has placed in there. And then when you get the advisement on, now what do you do in terms of steps? So that's my promo.
And we are back live with Dr. Paula Price on the Paula Price Show. I almost said at the top of the year, and we're only in December.
I know. But listen, the 2013 breezed by so quickly, it is well understood why you would think we're already out of it.
Yeah, it was quick.
Yes, it was. Well, Ashley, do I have callers or what?
You know you have callers, Dr. Price. They've been waiting 2 weeks, so they are ready.
I am ready for them. Let's get started.
All right. We have on the phone today returning is Tia from Georgia, and she is calling because she has a prayer request because she needs a covering. Tia, welcome to the Paula Price Show.
Thank you, Prophet Ashley. How are you? Dr. Price.
I'm doing great.
Oh, okay. I wasn't sure. But, you know, we both can answer. You know, Ashley sometimes can speak for me and I can speak for her. We kind of exchange that. How are you doing, Tina? Tia, we're fine.
I'm doing well, thank you. I wanted to say really quickly, it was so funny, before you all got on the line at all, I really was just calling for prayer. And then the Lord just started speaking to me, and so I said I want to quickly take advantage of saying that I took advantage of the Black Friday sale and that I purchased a teaching, one of the teachings, because I purchased a lot. One of the teachings was the Apostolic Prophet, and I thought that I was purchasing that particular teaching so that I could better understand my apostle, but what I ended up coming out with was a better understanding of what my role and function is. And also, it really, really gave me clarity on my assessment. And even as I was listening to it, I heard the Holy Spirit saying, this is the part to where you were seeking understanding even in your assessment. So I just wanted to say it is so amazing. First, I'm just amazed at the fact that God gave me, you know, how going to Black Friday, what I purchased, out of everything that I purchased, what I listened to, and then just how it was all connected. And then when you all started the call, you were literally saying what I wrote down to say that I was going to say. So I wanted to say that.
I tell you what, it sounds so much better hearing you say it. But I got to tell you, I'm glad you mentioned it because that apostolic prophet teaching is amazing. And it really does locate you if you are a prophet attached to an apostle. So thank you so much to you for sharing that. And we definitely are glad we captured that because we will be using your testimonial again and again because that's the kind of stuff we want to hear. Now, since you found yourself as a prophet, hallelujah, you understand your assignment, where are we going from here?
Right now, I'm just really seeking prayer. My prayer is that as God just reveals more and more to me, as he gives me a better understanding of the process, as I hear you from Thursday to Thursday, read your material, as I follow, I understand things better and better. Sometimes it seems like the information comes really fast that he's given me. Sometimes I feel like I'm just trying to hold on to catch up with it. And then some of the things that he'll show me, and the things that I guess my experience just as a prophet, I know you know, it can seem really overwhelming. So the best way I know how to explain it is, I guess I just want prayer to settle my spirit or to see what I see, keep it in perspective, and also to be able to hear what he's saying that he wants me to do with the information that he's given me, which I know is not to be frustrated with it or overwhelmed or any of the stuff. So I just want to stay stay grounded in Him and just stay focused.
Well, I'm going to ask you, before I answer you, Tia, I want to ask you, are you on a program with for your prophetic development?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, what type of program are you on? I mean, you don't have to tell me all of the specifics. Just in a single statement.
I am with a prophetic company. We do have regular training, and it really is really, really good training. I've learned a lot, and I am in an apostolic prophetic ministry.
Mm-hmm. Okay, the reason that I ask you is because when you are a prophet, and obviously you're not, I mean, you're kind of a young prophet, is that true?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. When you are a young prophet, it's kind of like the young baby. You know, they teach that an infant, the first, I'm not saying you're an infant, but just hear me out, but they teach that that an infant, when they're born, all of their senses are alive. The regulators and all of the filters and whatever, they don't exist as yet. So that infant hears everything at peak level, smells everything, and all of this stuff bombards their little brains at one time until they get older, until they are situated in their environment, and then until they're educated. So it sounds to me that your prophet spirit is awakened, but it's not being stabilized. It's not being regulated. It's very unregulated. And I'll tell you that when it's unregulated, you pick up everything, and that's true. But not everything you pick up is God. Because when a new prophet is born, the enemy loves new prophets. That's how come so many of these young prophets got off, because they love new prophets. And the reason that he loves new prophets is because there are no regulators. There are no filters. There's no editors. I mean, because the more you develop as a prophet, the more your master editor, natural editing system kicks in, and it begins to filter and evaluate and critique things. Well, when you first awaken, all you are is an open vessel or an open window to the spirit realm. So everybody comes in. Everything comes. That's why you're annoyed. You're annoyed because your spirit is grieved. First of all, your spirit is overwhelmed, and it's overtaxed. And so, and unless you know, I'm not making a judgment call on your training, but you obviously need someone to help you turn that thing down a little bit. When you first become a prophet, for example, oh my God, you dream every night, and you dream all night. I mean, you don't ever stop. You wake up, you're so tired, you know, I've been around the world three times. I don't know, I've been to heaven, I've been to hell, I've been to the food store. I don't know who's who and what's what. Well, that's normal. You realize that is a normal orientation, but that's not where you stay. And so I'm going to pray. Now, understand, when you are in the, I'm going to say this in a broad context, you take it to prayer, okay, and
yes,
allow the Lord to answer it. But in the broad context, when you are in relevant prophetic training, your spirit shuts off because it's on intake, not output. Because that's what happens when you go to any training program. You go to school for science, you go to school for anything. You're not expected to put out anything except what you're learning. So the fact that your spirit is all over the place right now tells me that there's a training anchor that is not happening. And we need to discover what that anchor is or needs to be. Because you are brilliant. And I would venture to say you are called to be a very, very highly developed prophet, but the enemy is goading you. It's not like it isn't God, but he's goading you to go ahead of your time and to go ahead undeveloped.
Mm.
Because the prophetic is more than experiences. And one of the things I told my trainees, even on Sunday, the office speaks to you differently than the gift. The gift is about performance and experiences. The office is about establishment and expertise.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to pray for you to connect with that, because maybe even your trainers are not as aware how highly developed you are. But even though you're highly developed, the disciplines, and God says that's what he wants you to work on, the disciplines and the regimens of your of prophetic mantle. See, because your mantle is all over the place. Even though you're not in the office, the mantle, your spirit is all over the place, and your mantle is trying to, you know, it's kind of like somebody having a blanket, and you just keep throwing it up in the air and throwing it up in the air. You know how you keep doing it with two ends of it, and it's just flying all over the place and not really landing. So God wants to do that with you. You have a anointing call. I'm telling you right now, you are definitely going to do powerful things in the kingdom. God is going to use you in a lot of writing. And also, you're probably going to have a lot of dream interpretation. But that stuff has to be developed. Right now, it's working on sheer instinct. Think of the three-year-old who can play the piano by nature. Okay, this kid can play nonstop, can't read music, doesn't know when to stop. He just wants to just keep hearing himself, experiencing, feel the keys. That's what this kid wants to do. And it takes the maestro, the master, to regulate that thing and hone it and manage it so that it becomes a masterful art that is reliable but completely under the artist's control.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, Paul said the spirit of the prophet is subject to the prophet. So that's what I hear God saying to you. He's obviously doing this because he's pushing you into another level and another dimension, but there has to be more, you know, there has to be more to prophetic education than shared experiences, reading books, and then saying how it feels. There are disciplines that must be developed, which is why academia calls their programs disciplines. Because you get these gifted, talented people, and you are gifted. I can't wait to meet you. I hope I get to meet you very soon because I feel like that's the will of God for us. But not taking anything from your apostle or anything like that. Don't even hear that. But saying that, you know, you have something that's going on that's really great. And the next thing is that I would go to my apostle, and I would share that if it's uncontrollable because perhaps your apostle knows what's going on in the spiritual climate of your church that's triggering this.
Okay.
Does that make sense to you?
Absolutely. Yes, ma'am.
Because sometimes there are things that's going on in that prophet, especially a new prophet's spiritual climate, that the older prophets have learned to temper, but it's taking advantage of that young prophet. And so your apostle might be able to say to you, you know what, let me just pray for you, or let me just do this or that and bring it down under, if you have access. I would not just go right to my apostle. I would go to the head of the prophetic company first.
Mm-hmm.
Because that may be it. And sometimes, when I'm developing people, I need to know what the reactions are. I ask my prophets all the time, so what's going on? How is this landing on you? How is it, what is it pricking in you? Are you feeling goaded in this, or are you feeling, you know, triggered by that? Tell me what's going on. And that's what an effective program is supposed to do, because prophets are symbiotic, which means we pick up everything. I mean, as a prophet, you're going to pick up everything going on. Your spirit is the landscape of all your existence. That is normal. So I want to pray for that. I'm going to pray some specific things for you today. I'm going to pray about your spirit coming under your dominion. It can inform you, but it should not agitate you.
Mm.
Okay? So if you're agitated, that means that there is a mixture somewhere. There's something else there. I don't know what that might be, and that's something that we would probably have to have you call and talk to one of our prophets. I would suggest you call and talk to our chief prophet if it's confidential. Because one of the things I like about Paula Price Show and PPM Global Resources, we're not about a church. We're about the ministry. So if you say, you know what, I just want to deal with this in another environment, that's fine. It's all confidential. So if you wanted to do that, I invite you. You know, I laid an invitation out there for you. But I'm going to pray about your spirit because it seems to me something is taking advantage of it. The next thing I'm going to pray about is your training, because if you're reading all of the stuff, and I don't know what you're reading, but I do know that when you're opening up to the prophetic, you have to be careful how you do it. You know, when people go to Yale, they learn Yale stuff. Now, they may get other people's stuff, but they get Yale's version of it for a reason, because they are producing a particular quality or a particular type of graduate and future professional. So we might want to figure out what that is, too, because there are things that will strengthen you, and then there are other writings that will weaken you. So then you'll get strong, and then you'll get confused, and then you'll get strong, and then you'll get weaker. And confusion tells me that there's a mixture, an intermixture, that are two strong opposing points of view that are rivaling each other in your psyche. And you might want to explore what that is, which is another reason why you probably need somebody else to explain it. And then the last thing I'm going to pray is for your peace. And I'm going to shut the door to every other demonic thing and every other false and counterfeit spirit that's attempting to attach itself to your newness as a prophet. Now, are those three things okay with you?
Absolutely.
Okay. Before I pray, I want to ask you a question to you. Did what I just discussed with you make sense and give you some insight?
Yes, ma'am. It really, really did.
Okay, so then you understood the direction that God was taking me with you and your question?
Yes, ma'am. I did.
Okay, now are you telling me honestly or are you just being kind? Because this is not a kind phone call. This is a let's get you where you got to go phone call.
Oh, no, ma'am. I absolutely... I understood completely what you said. It really, really was just another confirmation for me, and it also confirmed something that I set in motion right before the call, which will allow me to kind of take a little bit of a step back. Because I was going to go, something was going to happen to where I was going to be physically positioned and spiritually positioned to go kind of deeper into the situation. And right now, because of all of this, it's like I am a little bit tired, and so I need to just take a step back for a second.
Yeah, because it sounds like your spirit is being barraged, which means it's under attack for something that's opened up that shouldn't have been, or something, again, ahead of yourself, like you just mentioned, just ahead of yourself, you know? And prophets are so easy because their spirits are the least anchored spirits of all of the fivefold on purpose, because they have to be able to stay on that corridor, that escalator between God's world and this one. But it also means that if you don't have a grounding, you know, it's kind of like that hot air balloon. You need the sandbags. So if you don't have the sandbags, you get up there and can't come down. You know?
Right.
We need a little sandbag to bring us back on down and to keep us from going up when we're not ready to go up. Okay, I didn't mean to go up today. But so we're going to do that. Father, thank you for Tia. God, I thank you for her life. I thank you for her ministry. I thank you for her church, her apostle, and the prophets. God, I'm praying even for them that they become aware of all that you are depositing in that organization, in that ministry, and in each one of them day by day. Now, I offer her up to you, God, and I'm offering up this new prophet to you, Lord Jesus, to come under your tutelage, to come under your control. So right now, I put her under your control, God, and under the regulation of your Holy Spirit so that she can find her place, that she can get the answers that she needs. And God, I thank you for slowing her down. I just hear you say, Jesus, I'm slowing her down. I thank you for slowing her growth so that she doesn't grow ahead of her maturity, ahead of her ability, but even ahead of her discipline. Now, God, I'm asking that you would bring into her life various disciplines and disciplinarians, not chastisement, but discipline. There is a difference. I'm asking that you would bring the discipline, the prophetic disciplines in her life, in her soul. Cause her hands to touch them. Cause her to meet them in the bookstore or however way you planned it so that she can see how to regulate this thing, how to bring this thing in so that it's under your dominion and under her control. And I'm asking you to do it starting today, God. I command every false dream, every false spiritual experience. I command every false and lying spiritual excursion to cease and desist in you today. I separate you from that demonic sifter that Satan has sent to sift you as wheat. I cancel that assignment until you're old enough to make the right decisions about it. I shut ungodly doors, I shut ungodly allowances, and I shut ungodly arrangements and voices in your ear. I open you to the Holy Ghost alone. I put you back into the nursery of apostleship development. I take you out of the playground of apostleship, of a prophetic, and put you into the nursery. And I cause you to come up to the prophetic and the apostolic prophet mandate God put on your life. But we pace you by the Holy Ghost. You will no longer allow your spirit to get into the playground of prophetic and just pounce around and get bounced around and bullied. We bring you back into the nursery. We bring you back into the classroom, and we set you down to grow in God at his pace. And we bless the Lord for doing it today and forever in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name. Amen.
Ooh, hallelujah. Boy, you had a lot going on, girl. You had a lot going on. My God, you needed to get through the day. Man, I felt like I done had five calls. Glory to God. Oh, Lord. I bless you, my beloved. Hey, stay in touch with me, and we'll talk soon.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
You're welcome. God bless. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Woo! Prophet.
That is hysterical.
Oh, Jesus. I was like, no, I was starting praying for this wonderful woman of God. You know she's got such a great call, and she's so apostolic, it's just not funny. So she got a lot going on. I'm praying for her, and immediately I see her in the playground, a little kid sitting on the concrete, and all kinds of things just running around her, just all over the place. And I'm like, you need to get, and then the Lord showed me putting her back in the nursery so he can groom her and grow her the way he wants. Isn't God a good God?
I was going to say those exact words. He's a good God.
He's a sugar pie God. Well, you know, it's interesting with prophets, and I do pray that all of the other prophets listening to me today will take to heart what I shared with her. It is, when you start out, it is so easy to just always want to be outside playing, always in the playground. But in the playground, you got bullies. In the playground, you got kids too old and kids too little. In the playground, you got elements. You've got a lot going on in the playground. And sometimes you need to just go on back to the classroom. And then some of us need to be back in the nursery altogether because we have not finished putting on the protective gear and the maturity we need to go forward in this thing. So I'm excited about her. We're going to hear great things about Tia. I'm convinced of it in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
I like what you said about when you're in that kind of training, you're in intake mode. And we lose sight of those practical applications of learning once we step into the realm of the prophetic, especially, of thinking, oh, yeah, I guess I should not be expecting to, because we have, let me say this, because we have brought the whole institution of the prophetic down to prophesying, if someone is not prophesying, then they're not functioning as a prophet in our mind or prophetically. And so that can cause quite a traffic jam in your training process if that's the primary way that people are measuring your prophetic growth or ability.
Well, I think it's interesting, Ashley, that you said that, and I'll tell you why. I remember when I had a training class, I don't know, I want to say maybe about 9, perhaps even as long as 10 years ago, and I remember having a young prophet who pretty much it sounded like her, and she complained. As one of the students, she complained, and she said to me, before I got in your training, I heard God all the time. I had dreams. I had this, that, and the other, and it was wonderful. And she said, since I've been in training, I don't hear God as often in the same way. And I said to her, because you're in training, God sent you to be developed. Now that he's gotten you awakened, he already knows that you can hear him. He's gotten you accustomed to being orientated or acclimated to his spiritual world and all of those kinds of things. But now God needs to regulate because you cannot, you know, using, again, the example of that youngster at the keyboard, you cannot just constantly enter this world and just be unrestrained because it makes you vulnerable, but it also jeopardizes what God wants to do. So she was very upset. She actually quit the training because in her mind, it was more important for her to have those momentary excursions and those daily experiences that she could not validate or verify were all God and or not. And so that was more important to her than to become a professional controlled and reputable prophet. And I think a lot of prophets out there are like that. They will balk at it. What do you mean I can't prophesy? I was prophesying before I got here. No, you were just noise in the blood. Because let me tell you, God, when God really wants to do something serious, he's got a whole staff of official prophets who are going to make him look good, not just make him noisy. And a lot of times, you need that refinement. You need the development because you have to know how to manage it. You have to learn how to articulate it. You can't just voice everything the way it happens in your prayer closet. You can't even voice everything that happens in your prayer closet and all of those kinds of things. And so as we, you know, as I developed you all, I said, no, you need to expect that God's going to stop talking because he's not going to compete with your trainers. He's going to now work through your trainers, but he's not going to compete with them. He's going to now allow you to get trained, go through sessions, and your conversations with God are going to change. Did you do your homework? Did you finish this? Did you practice that? Is that how you learned it in school? Is that what you're if he went through the trouble of telling you to get trained, he obviously means to come behind the trainers and alter how you're developed for his future. So I think it's great, Ashley, that you brought that up. And before I take my next call, I want to say this too. Here's another point. We always assume, again, talking about the prophetic, we will give people who just awakened to the prophetic the credence and the regard of a veteran prophet just because they deliver a word or two that's accurate. No other field would do that. No other profession would do that. You know, just because you happen to, you know, help somebody on the side of the road who was in a car accident and you know how to put a tourniquet on so you save their life because you put a tourniquet on a bleeding limb does not mean you're ready for the ER or the medicine, the field of medicine. But yet we do it. We would take that same person who put that tourniquet on that wounded person on the side of the road to save their life, and we would put them in professional public ministry on the basis of one single common sense act. And that is God's issue with how we're handling this office and many of the ministry offices today. You know, so I just wanted to say to you, Ashley, before we go to our call, that was a very good observation on your part. I appreciate it. And I'm sure that our listeners did as well. Who is next?
Georgia is calling again. This is Tiffany from Georgia. And she is calling because she, Dr. Price, she needs to find her purpose. And I think the right person. Tiffany, welcome to the Paula Price Show. You are live with Dr. Paula Price.
Hello. Thank you so much for my call.
Hey. I'm blessed. Okay, so Tiffany, let me just say this. And to everybody listening today, I do believe I need to go to Georgia. I get so many calls from Georgia. There must be something for me to do in that land. Hallelujah.
Good. Come down.
Yeah, right. You have a play for me, don't you?
Yes.
Glory to God. How can I help you today, Tiffany?
I am looking for purpose. What am I supposed to be doing as far as in the kingdom, if in the kingdom, or what am I supposed to be doing?
Okay, so let me ask you this. Are you professionally employed right now?
My job, you mean?
Yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, what is your profession? You don't have to tell me your company or anything, but what is your job title?
Basically a food director.
A what?
A food director.
Okay, that's great. All right, now, are you in your church? I know you have a church, so are you in your church regularly?
No, I'm not.
You know, don't you love it when I come out asking all those questions? I just mess up the whole program, don't I? Now, why aren't you in your church regularly, Tiffany?
No growth.
No growth.
No growth. I was not feeling it.
Okay, so now when you say no growth, you're saying that after you explored their programs, enrolled in a couple of sessions, and did a couple of things, you realized that it was not at your level. Is that what you're telling me?
Well, I mean, I've been there for 30-plus years, and I just felt like I was getting nothing else from it.
Okay. Now, the last thing I'm going to ask you is, have you taken any of our assessments?
No. No.
So you're gonna start with that, right? You're gonna start with the MAQ, when we hang up, you're going to take this MAQ, and it's going to tell you who you are in Christ as far as your calling in his services. Now, you're going to love it because it's going to tell you your first office, your second gift, your third, your best environment. It's going to tell you how ready you are. Then it's going to lay out for you the learning path that you need. And you know what else? It comes with a 30-minute advisor with one of our professional profit advisors here. They've been in this thing for over 5 years. They're powerful people, powerful profits. So you're going to get a lot of information, but you're also going to get some consultation. And you'll be able to, even though I'm going to pray for you today, but you'll be able to take this hard copy document and your evaluation, and you'll be able to say, okay, now I have a direction. Now, it's not going to finish it all, but they will also follow it up, Tiffany, with an offer for you to be a part of either a training track, an advisement track, or something. So you can, we don't just give you that information and say, hope it works out. We actually follow it up with making an offer for you to be on a program to help you get into your destiny. Now, that's going to feed you. That's going to enlighten you. It's going to treat your ministry, your mantle, and it's going to bring you peace about your purpose and your calling. Does that sound like something you would do?
Absolutely, yes.
That is what I think is the best solution for you right now. Now, once you do that, then you can make some decisions, because now you're not just making general decisions. You're now making specific decisions
okay.
and on concrete data. You seem to be a thinker. You seem to be a woman who has to have a reason to do what she does, but you also seem to be a woman who's quite loyal, and that loyalty is what causes you to fall into stagnant places in your life.
Okay.
God wants to loose that for you. So I'm going to pray, and then when the show is over, you are going to go to my website, drpaulaprice.com, and you're going to take that assessment. And I promise you it will be the best investment you ever made in your life. Now,
okay.
It may not in this destiny. Now, I don't know about all the other parts of your life. I don't know about that. You know, I don't know about the car you bought, the house you bought, but I can talk about your destiny right now. So let me pray. Father, thank you for Tiffany. Thank you, thank you, thank you for her victory, God. Thank you that she's a warrior and that she's a triumphant woman, God. I thank you for all that you brought her through and all of the ways that you guided her by the hand and to get her to this point. Now, God, I'm asking that as she takes that assessment, you use it as this final tool that she needs to get those answers that keep slipping through her fingers and escaping her mind. And, God, when you do it, I'm asking that you would use her results and use her outcome. Place her where you need her to place her, to put her with the people and the developers that you've already had in mind before the foundation of the world. And in between it, God, give her peace. Give her peace, and, Lord, prepare her, prime her mind, her soul, and her spirit for what it is that you will do as you use her results to your glory and to fulfill her purpose. And we bless you for doing it, Father, in Jesus' omnipotent name. Amen and amen.
Amen. Thank you.
All right. Okay, now I expect to see you come through. You know, a lot of people don't realize, even though I get a lot of assessments, I know who comes through. So I'll be looking for you.
Okay.
Surprise, huh? All right, God bless you. We'll talk again soon.
All right, thank you.
You're very welcome.
Bye-bye.
Okay, Ashley, we need another brief break, and then we'll come back to another call.
All right, we will do it.
Are you a prophet or apostle? Is your desire to help God's ministers come into their true identity and calling? Would you like to make a supplemental income while still doing what you love most, serving God as his kingdom agent? Now PPM Global Resources offers an exciting employment opportunity for apostles and prophets. We want to employ you to do what God made you to do for him. We work in the industry of ministry and want to bring the industry to your ministry. Imagine getting paid a regular income for doing what you already do. Think about doing more than prophesying or waiting for your next preaching opportunity to fulfill your calling. Now, PPM Global has created gainful employment positions for your mantle, just like pastors and teachers have enjoyed for ages. Sign up as an affiliate agent or independent sales consultant, and you'll be able to share PPM Global's unique ministry model with your associates and colleagues, and share the revenue PPM Global gains from your initiatives. Or join PPM Global's team of advisors, coaches, and mentors, and take part in shaping the next generation of fivefold ministers for Jesus Christ. Wherever you sit, you'll enjoy the benefits of collaborating with PPM Global, including a means of increasing your contacts and income without increasing your workload, the opportunity to be a gainfully employed, bona fide apostle or prophet, the privilege of shifting the church back to apostolic and prophetic leadership, and the honor of placing God's people in their right purpose and destiny. Apply today, get trained, change lives, and earn more. PPM Global Resources. Explore the possibilities. Within the business world, assessments have been used for years to make decisions about personal development, hiring, managing, promoting, and leading others. But what about God's business? What can His leaders use to assess their ministries and churches? The answer is PPM Global Resources Standardized Ministry Assessment. Have your ministry organization assessed to find out what kind of church or ministry you have, if you and your organization are on the same page and compatible, how willing and able your members are to take on the vision the Lord gave you, if you have the right people in position to achieve that vision, and if you can help your congregation or organization get into their purpose. Visit www.ppmglobalresources.com today and click on Group Assessment for more information and to get your ministry organization started. Or call 877-419-1299 to speak with a representative. PPM Global Resources. If God has called you to it, we want to help you do it.
That's right. If God has called you to it, we want to help you do it. Your success is our passion. Dr. Price, are you ready? Are you there?
I am there, and I'm ready. And you know what? That is the truth. We do want to help them do it. And when we get calls like Tiffany's, I love that. You know, I love helping people get in their place. I love helping them determine who they are in God. But most importantly, I love it because we get an opportunity to increase their odds of accuracy and proper placement and effective training. And that we do through our assessment. So who is going to be our next person today?
Next on the line is Valerie, and she is calling. She is calling from Illinois. She said she got the number from a friend, and so she called in, and honestly, I hit her button by accident, but it was God. Anyhow, she was early, and so she got the worm. And she has a brother who has some mental illness and some problems that are starting to take a turn for the worse, and so she would like prayer for that. Valerie, welcome to the Paul Price Show.
Thank you.
Well, hello, Valerie.
Hi, can you hear me?
I sure can. Can you hear me clearly? Are you there?
Hello? Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hello.
Hello. Okay, I'm here.
You hear me?
Yep, I do. Can you hear me?
Thank you. I'm sorry. Yes, I can hear you. And
okay.
I just want to say this. Thank you so much for being obedient to God, because that first prayer that you prayed, I'm like, that should have been me. It's like you're a spiritual mother, a prophetic apostolic mom. So, you know, I'm an orphan. I'll take you. I'll adopt you.
Well, you know what? I love the people of God. I'm often called their mom, and, you know, I love them. And as far as I'm concerned, that's my call. I'm God's mother in Zion for today in this realm. So I'm excited about it. Now talk to me about what's going on in your life.
Ooh, mine or my brother's? Oh,
no. Let me tell you. Let me qualify that, because, see, you know, you really use up everybody, and then I get all of the Facebook messages. So we're going to talk about why you call. How about that? We'll limit it to that.
Okay. I was referred to you by a friend, a dear friend in the Lord, and I finally was able to connect with you, and I had some issues. There were some things that were going on with me. I made some bad choices. I guess I'm still kind of naive that when a person says that they're a Christian, they are, but there are some things that went severely wrong, you know, and the bottom line is we prayed, but what I'm dealing with is my brother, who actually had a hand in me coming to the Lord. He had been diagnosed as paranoid schizophrenia, and the essence of the matter is whatever his issues were, I had to walk away from my mom's house with just the clothes on my back, and I've been gone for 5 years. So when it was time for us to go back, because he had been negligent with the home and we were being cited by the city and the county, he had locked me out for like 13 weeks. I couldn't move my things in. And then when I finally did move my things in and began to clear up, because there's so much water damage, the roof is caving in and so forth and so on, and you got to get the place clean, and he wasn't doing it. So I was doing it, and it just made him go into a rage. He was enraged because I left him and so forth and so on. Well, we're not married, you know. But the issue of the matter is every time I go over there to do what needs to be done, he just goes into these fits and these rages. The last episode, you can't turn on any lights. Well, if I can't turn on any lights, how am I going to get the place clean? You're not doing it. You know, so all of this type of stuff has really vexed me, and where I should be focusing on who I am in the Lord and what God wants me to do. It's just been one thing after another. And so I'm, like, questioning this and questioning that, getting angry. I'm going back. It's crazy. It's just crazy. And I just, I'm not getting any younger. I'll be 57 in January. I never would have thought that I'd be at this stage in my life, and I'm basically homeless, and everything has fallen apart. So obviously I messed up somewhere, and I need to get it straightened out.
Wow. Well, you do have a lot going on, Valerie, but I do think we can start unraveling a little bit of it.
Okay.
First of all, so do you have a home? Are you homeless now? Is that what you're telling me?
I'm pretty much homeless. I'm staying at a neighbor's house, but that's the trip to the pits, because this girl is working. She's working something. You know, she's into something, and I don't think it's God. There's just some other things that's going on, and I'm like, okay, I got to get away from this situation too. They provided this place for me because we grew up together, and they understand that my brother has issues. So they said, okay, well, this is a place of shelter for you. Don't have to worry about anything. Okay, that's wonderful, but there's some other things going on. I just really don't want to be here at this point. Thank God for it, but there's just some stuff that's off.
Do you have a job?
I no longer have a job. Walked into a double-pane plate glass window, busted my knee, chin, and everything that was supposed to come through, and the lawyer that I got didn't do his job, so I got nothing. So story gets worse.
So are you living off your mom's? I mean, how are you making it every day?
Basically, like I said, the friend and I, we grew up together, and her mom used to ride the bus with her. So her mom said, you stay here. She said, you don't have to worry about anything. We have you covered every level. So
okay.
They've been great in that capacity, you know, and stuff. So
okay.
That's how I've been able to take it, yeah.
All right. So now, Valerie, the first thing I'm going to ask you is your brother under treatment? Has he ever been under treatment? And is he on medication?
He has been under treatment. I don't think he's on medication. I really don't.
Okay. Now, why isn't he on treatment under treatment now?
Why is he not under treatment?
Yes.
When he used to go to the sessions, he would come back and talk about the invisible people. And so we probed for clarity with asking him questions, and he said in the session, everybody was talking to the invisible people, so that's why he stopped going, because they all had the same invisible people that they were talking to, so he just let it go. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Who is his caretaker or caregiver? Who's his caregiver? Is that supposed to be you?
He doesn't have one. He's kind of sort of like a free agent, you know, and here in Illinois, they, you know, the facilities and the medication and stuff like that, they kind of started letting that go. So I don't know what he's doing. I know he's getting a check, an SSDI check, but I don't know if he's under anything. He's hostile, you know.
Well, the reason I'm asking you all of these questions is because, are you still there?
Yes, I'm still here.
Is because, you know, you're talking about your brother. You start off the conversation saying that he's paranoid schizophrenic, and then you talk about him and his rages as if he is, as if he's normal or as if he's a healthy man, and he isn't. So you're dealing with him as if he's a healthy man, when in fact you are dealing with somebody who is not in his right mind. So if he isn't, then my question is, why isn't someone taking steps to handle him and to get him into treatment. You know, I just want to understand why, I mean, even for his own good, even for the sake of his own well-being, why
right.
isn't someone doing that?
Right. You know, there have been some attempts, you know, I guess I did it wrong. I'd have the police coming and whatnot, and there are four of us. And so basically the essence of the matter is, you know, the other sister, she's married, the other brother, he's doing whatever he's doing. But I think that they thought that after mom died that family was going to become my responsibility. So it's like out of sight, out of mind. That's your problem. You deal with it. We got our own life. That's how it reads to me. But, you know, when I did attempt to get other people involved, I was told, don't you ever, especially I had to get the police to come in, and I was told, don't you ever bring the police in on this situation and embarrass our family. So there have been some physical, you know, repercussions for trying to get some assistance in. And, I'm sorry.
Well, here's what I'm going to say to you. A couple of things have to happen for you, Valerie, right now. Number one, you have got to decide you want to take your life back. And it sounds like you have become very affixed to your hardship and your warfare. So we need to shift your mind, you know? So you have to decide to take your life back. Because, you know, I mean, we could talk about the neighbor doesn't do this, the da 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 da, but in the end, it's on you. In the end, you're going to have to defeat even your accident. If you cannot go to work physically, then you're going to need to find out what you can do from home. In today's world, there are a ton of at-home projects and jobs that you can do that you can have full employment. So you need to change your life. That's the first thing. You can't even help your brother because you can't help yourself.
Okay.
So the first thing you have to do is that. Now, here's why I'm saying that. Once you're able to help yourself, my beloved, this is what's going to happen. Then you can try to get power of attorney over your brother's life.
Okay.
So that you can get him either admitted into a facility, you know, accepted into some sort of rehab home or whatever, so that he can do that and you can get out of your neighbor's house and into the house that's left there for you.
Okay.
So that's the second thing. Now, as far as the family goes, if they do not want you to do this, then you need to still take care of yourself, get back on your feet, and find yourself a place to live and let them work it out.
Okay. That's fair.
Okay. But, you know, right now the enemy has so psyched you out that he's got you thinking that you're in a bind and that you are utterly without options and without help. And that isn't true.
Gotcha.
All right? So the first thing I want you to do, I'm going to pray for you, but the first thing I want you to do is get yourself on your feet. You know, I always think about, if I had to give any example, when you fly in an airplane and they get to the point that they're talking about the mask, they always say put your mask on first and then help the person next to you.
Right.
So you need to put your mask on first.
Right.
And so that's what I want for you. My prayer for you, beloved, is that you get some connection. Get on the phone and talk about where there is some work. If you need retraining, then get retraining. If you need to get education, you can get a grant to go to school, whatever. But get your life on there and then go forward to what God wants.
Okay.
You know?
Right.
And so the reason I'm saying this to you is because you have to have a hope. And right now it's like the enemy has put a wet blanket over your head.
Okay.
And you can't even see clearly any longer.
That's true.
Okay, so that's it. Now, if it seems like you can contact some facilities, whatever they have in Illinois, I'm not familiar with your state at all, but I'm sure every state has something. If it seems that you can reach out to someone, contact them, and then make happen what you need, you know, to get him some help or whatever, that's fine. To me, it sounds like he needs to immediately be put on medication.
Right.
I don't know. I'm not speaking as a physician. I'm just speaking as just an observer. But it sounds like from your description of what's going on, he's quite irrational and probably quite unsafe. And so if that is the case, then he probably needs to be put on medication. But you should get him under some professional treatment, at least get him examined so that you can begin to do that. Now, if he refuses to do it, that's when you're going to have to try to take over responsibility for his life.
Okay.
So that's, right. Those are the things that I would do. And if your family is acting the way they're acting, they wouldn't find out until I was done.
Oh,
you know, they come over to the house next Thanksgiving and talk about where's brother, and I'm going to say, well, you know, brother's in so-and-so place. But
yeah. That,
you know, that's a judgment call you must make. But I will have to say to you that when I talk to you again in 3 months, you're going to be a different woman because this is not you. This is not your best you. This is not how you started out your life. And something told you to buy into this, and you need to raise up and pull that other woman that fought the odds to get to where you are. You need to raise up and deal with this.
Okay. I receive that.
Hallelujah. It's true, because I'm looking at your past, and I'm thinking, who sold you this bill of goods, you know? But it's time for you to do it. And you're going to be grateful while you're in those people's house. You're going to be not only grateful, you're going to pray for them.
Okay.
You know, you're going to pray for them, first of all, because no matter what else you say about them, they may not be living holy and all of that kind of stuff. You know, we can't get so super religious that we forget basic gratitude.
That's true. That's very true.
Okay. And so I need you to pray gratitude because God opened their house to you. Because
yeah. You
realize we talk to people on the phone all the time living in cars and cardboard boxes, and the
yeah.
Lord thought better of you. So I'm going to need you to pray for them, and you're not going to point out all of the things that are not right because, listen, I don't care how wrong they are, you need them.
That's true.
And
that
so
is.
You're going to be grateful, and you're going to pray, and you're going to thank God for moving in the house, and you are going to be the spirit of God that's in the house that preserves them. I don't care if God has you there because he wants to have them sow some good seeds and some good deeds for what's coming down the pike in their life. You know many times we as Christians are in situations like that because God is leveraging his mercy and his goodness for a future catastrophe on somebody.
Amen. I receive that.
Okay, so that's what I'm telling you what I know. So you're going to get yourself, get on the internet or do whatever you do, but you're going to pray for those people. And as quick as you can, you're going to stop living off of them.
Okay. I definitely want to do that.
Okay. Well, yeah, but you know what? I want you to not just say it, sweetheart. I want you to say, okay, I'm going to go here. I don't care if I have to, I'll answer phone calls, I'll lick envelopes, whatever. You allow something to steal your dignity, and you
yeah.
need to get it.
Yeah.
You need to get it back. And nobody did this to you. You need to get it back. If you're the one that made it happen, you're the only one that can make it unhappen. And
okay.
So I'd like to see you do that. So, Father, thank you so much for Valerie. Thank you for her strength. Thank you, Lord, for her call today. Jesus, just thank you. And thank you for the love that you have for her, that you thought so highly of her. You didn't throw her on the street, but you put her with people who have a heart for you. And they received her into their habitation. Now, God, I'm asking that you take her by the hand, you lift her up, and you tell her, God, guide her where she can go to get back on her feet. I'm putting this entire situation, Lord Jesus, in your hands because nobody can unknot it and nobody can repair it and put these people back together again better than you. And, God, I thank you for it in the apero kushedebo sata, in the awesome name of Jesus. And we bless you for Valerie. And, God, I'm asking you that within the next 90 days you turn her life around and put the reins of her life back in her own hands, and we thank you for doing it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you so
You're
much.
You're welcome. Now, listen, Valerie, before you hang up, I'm going to tell you one thing God said that you're going to pray about with your brothers. Your brother's grieving.
Okay.
And said just because he has a mental disorder doesn't mean his heart isn't broken.
Right.
And so that's how his mind is processing that grief. But you need to recognize he's grieving. His mom took care of him.
Yes, she did.
She did, and she's gone. He's confused. He's scared, etc. Now, if you're gonna be, if you're gonna talk about, you know, how people ought to be in whatever light of the world, then I'm gonna need you to bump up your bulb. I'm gonna need you to stop burning a candle and start putting on some floodlights.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Now, in 90 days, I'm trusting you to be obedient. In 90 days, I want to hear the story of your breakthrough. You're going to call me, and you're going to tell me how good God is to you and how fast he worked in your life.
I will do that. It'll probably be within less than 90 days.
all the better.
Yeah.
Okay, then I'm waiting for that follow-up call. God bless you.
God bless you also. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Prophet.
Yes, yes, yes.
We're moving along. I've got time, if I'm not mistaken, for one last call. Is that right?
You do. And this
then,
is on the line, Carolyn, from Kansas. And she is calling for clarity. Carolyn, get your line open here. Carolyn, welcome to the Paul Price Show.
Oh, thank you, Ashley. Hi, Dr. Price.
How are you?
I'm doing fine, Dr. Price. I was calling. I called again because you spoke to me. You spoke in my life weeks ago concerning my wanting to move. I'm in the Kansas, as you know, area. I'm from Florida, and I was wanting to go to the Atlanta area. But I'm calling because I'm getting a lot of contacts, too, from my hometown, which is in Jacksonville, Florida. And I just wanted clarity because I did not want to, again, be caught in that 10-year drought when you said that there was no open heaven here for me in Wichita, Kansas. So I just wanted to be sure, if all possible, if I could go back home to Florida or if I should continue to pursue Atlanta, Georgia. And I also wanted to ask, too, about I'm having dreams every night. I'm tired when I get up. Also, Dr. Price, if I see people fall, even if I'm watching television, if they fall, I feel that. I'm seeing colors, in particular three main colors, purple a lot on, it's like it's in the air, just purple, purple, purple. I'm seeing gold, a golden color on my carpet, and in my kitchen, I have white cabinets. I'm seeing green colors, and I just didn't know what that represented. And my last thing, I was just going to ask you just to pray for my son. He's been very, just been an outstanding son in this time of my unemployment and things of that nature. So I just wanted a special prayer for him as well.
Well, I will pray for it all. Let me ask you a question, Carolyn. What kind of steps have you taken to locate a place in Georgia?
I'm unemployed now, so I'm looking for jobs there in Georgia. But going through LinkedIn, I'm having a lot of contacts from a lot of my friends in my hometown.
Okay. Now, when you say contacts, how solid are these contacts? Or are they just speculative?
Are they just
speculative? Like, are these solid possibilities, solid opportunities?
No,
or are they?
No, no. I'm sorry. No, they're not solid at this particular time. And I don't have family in either place because my mother and father are they're deceased, and I only have my son at this particular time. I mean, I have an extended family, but they're from everywhere. I was adopted, so I really don't know them.
Uh-huh. Okay. So here's the thing. You know, just because you're getting a lot of information doesn't mean that that's the only place. And is LinkedIn the only place you're looking for a job?
No, I've gone on Career Builders, a lot of places that I'm looking for. Actually, I have a job interview here in Wichita tomorrow. It was going to be today, but I didn't want to miss the broadcast. That will help me with some finances, because I know you said don't leave like a thief in the night, and I won't do that because I don't have a place in either place right now. I really don't.
So we're going to go forward with the job interview, and if they offer you a job, you're going to take it. Is that right?
Yes, for monies right now, but I still have to go. I leave Wichita because you said that there's no open heaven here for me.
Listen to me. Let's come back.
Okay.
Come on. See, I don't want you to get fixated. See, a religious spirit will always get fixated. I want you to not go religious. I want you to go wisdom.
Okay.
Your world is not going to collapse in 24 hours. It's not even going to collapse in 24 months.
Okay.
So understand that. That's one of the reasons why calls like this, I have to be very careful in how I phrase things, because I don't need you operating in panic. That's not God. God comes with peace.
Right.
So
right.
That means that, you know, so pull back on that. I want you to pull back on that. I want you to do it, because we left that conversation with you being there long enough to amass monies to leave on a good terms and to leave in a good place.
Yes.
We did. Okay. So if you can remember me telling you about not having to open heaven for a long period of time, I would like to hear you reiterate how much I also told you that you needed to stay there long enough so that you can leave in a good way.
Yes.
So,
yes.
Okay, so now that's fine. So calm down. Okay, come, I'm going to pull on down because I understand how this goes. You are not going to die. Your world's not going to fall apart. God is with you. God is setting you up for what he is already working on.
Yes.
And as he's working on it, he's getting you ready. You know, you get ready. You start packing. You start looking for places. You start getting some boxes. You don't just leap out in a midnight plane.
No. It's my understanding that it's going to take a process.
Okay. As long as we're clear on that, I feel that.
Yes, ma'am. We're clear.
Because I'm not one of those panic-driven people that I'm going to give you a word and say, you know, if I ever give you a word like that, you better know it. I am emphatic, and I have definitely walked that situation in the spirit enough to say this is what's happening. So if you're going to go, I want you to get that job. You still need a job in your hometown. Get your job. And then explore your opportunities. Talk with these people in Florida a little bit. Let's see what they're talking about. Are they talking about a visit? Are they talking about something that you can do from Kansas until you're able to relocate? You know, there are so many today, so unlike it was 25 years ago. So I would like to see you do a couple of things. I don't see you just doing one job. If you can get some internet work, or you can do some consulting work or some contracting work, do that.
And that's what I'm leaning towards, also. Because I'm sorry, I didn't want it to come across that I'm leaving tomorrow, but I just didn't want to make a mistake in either, you know.
I understand.
From Florida to, because it's my hometown, or my desire is to just go to Atlanta. So.
We did leave that conversation saying that when God is going to open up the door, and you're going to know.
Why? Yes, ma'am.
We left that with that because when the word is of God, you don't have to work that hard for it. You just need to follow his lead. And so you continue to do your job, and then you're going to follow God's lead, because when God is ready, this thing is going to open up and it's going to drop in your lap. I can tell you that by the Holy Ghost.
Thank you, Lord. Okay.
Okay, so you go on and do what's prudent. You do what's wise and prudent. Put, you know, secure your life, take care of your business. If you can get any extra work, do that. If you can partner with someone else in a business, do that and help somebody else. But because you right now, I'm gonna tell you right now, the Holy Ghost is telling me you need to sow seeds towards your future.
Okay.
And you know what that means, so I'm not even gonna get into it. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to do that. Now, I want to talk about this purple, gold, and green, because you were talking about those colors. You know, oftentimes when God's getting ready to shift our life, he gives us clues, and sometimes the way you're getting them is a clue. And when you talk about purple, you're talking about the ministry. You talk about gold. You're talking about spiritual growth and enhanced development. You talk about green. You're talking about fruitfulness and profitability. So those are the three things. So God is letting you know, I'm working in these three areas in your life.
Okay.
And then ultimately, your purpose is to serve him. Okay? So he's telling you, I'm working in that area. And so you're, Carol, listen, these are good things. You're going to do well in this life. I do want you to want to know, I don't know if I asked you this before, are you involved in church? Are you in a good church?
Yes, I'm in a good church.
Do you attend regularly?
I do.
Okay, because those things are important, you know, because, you know, a lot of times people reach out, God help me, they haven't been in church in 9 years and given anger, haven't sold much to God, not serving him, not serving anybody for him, you know. So if you've got all your places, you're set for victory. And if since you are set for victory, glory to Jesus, then what I'm looking for and what I'm hoping to hear you tell me within the next several weeks is that God gave you this job in Kansas. You're setting up your account. You're getting your stuff in order. God does not want, and now that you've told me that you are, you know, you were adopted, that makes it even clearer. God does not want you to go out in hardship.
Amen.
Okay, you are very important to him, and you've known that since you were a little girl.
Yes.
Because he's always stepped up and dealt with you in a particular way. You know his voice and you know his timing. You have a gut instinct for God's timing. Even if you're confused, and it could be for years for you. But when God's ready, there is something that happens in your gut that tells you, okay, this is God. I can act on this.
That's true.
And so that's your signal. You'll know. You won't miss him because you're committed to not missing him.
Yes.
So you're going to do well, and we do pray for your son that the Lord would give him not only the healing and the strength, but also that the Lord would answer his prayer for change. He's seeking change as well. He needs something different in his life. He's ready to go to the next level and the next place. So we're asking God to take over that for him as well.
Yes.
Because it's time. But you will not, I'm telling you, I know who you are by the Spirit of God. I'm looking at your spirit. I'm looking at your soul. You are going to do well, but don't let panic take you out.
Thank you, Jesus.
Okay. All right? And I'm here. You can call me. Listen, my beloved, you can call me as many times as you want. Because
okay.
I love to get there. But I'm going to need you not to panic, and I'm going to need you to think wise and prudent. God is never panicked. Okay? Your life is in his hands, and he loves your life being in his hands. So don't panic.
Okay.
Okay.
Father, I need to hear you. Thank you.
You're welcome. Father, thank you for Carolyn. Thank you for her life. Lord, thank you for even the journey that you brought her in. Now, I'm asking that you take hold of her. She's your daughter. You are her father. You are the help that she knows. I'm asking you to take hold of her life, to take hold of her situation, and to begin to work this thing out. God, if that interview that she has tomorrow is of you, then right now we employ her and let them offer her a job and let her do it well. And God, if not, then we call out of anonymity that which you do have for her in the awesome name of Jesus. And we thank you for blessing her house and blessing her son with your grace and with your answers and revelation. And, Lord, every opportunity we have, we shut down false doors, we shut down false opportunities, and we shut down dead-end streets in her life and nowhere corridors. We close them off, God, so that her footsteps are ordered of you and that she walks right in the path that you've laid out for her in Jesus' omnipotent name. Amen and amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
God bless you, woman of God. We'll talk soon.
Dr. Price, I have one thing concerning it. When I'm seeing people fall, and even if I'm watching television and they fall, I feel that is there anything or any way that I could pray concerning that?
The only thing I would pray is that God, if this experience is of you, then tell me what it is and bring me into your enlightenment. And if it's not, then I shut it off for good in Jesus' name.
Okay. Okay.
Amen.
You.
Okay.
Thank
God
you
bless.
So much. God bless
you're
you
welcome.
Too.
Bye-bye. Well, Prophet, does it look like we've finished up another show?
Yeah, I guess I'll release you.
Hey, listen, you gave me two breaks. I'm excited.
Yeah, well, you kind of took two breaks, but you could make it sound like I gave it to you.
Hey, listen, I want you to know you're important, Ashley. I don't want you to ever think that you are unnecessary.
No. I'll never feel that.
Yeah, I know, because I know how to keep you busy, girl.
That's right. Job security is something I know I have.
You do. You absolutely do. Didn't we have a good show today?
Great to be back.
I miss them, you know? And so we want to remind all of you, you can go back and listen to the Paula Price Show on Blog Talk Radio. You can also encourage your friends and share it with your friends. There's a lot of wisdom that goes out and answers and instructions, and so you can do that. I have found people are using several of the shows for training tools as a training instrument because of the wisdom to give the counsel of God. And because in this move that we have today, people, God is moving with his word, and he's moving with his wisdom. And this week, like every week, I will encourage you, read Proverbs 8 and 9. Interesting for wisdom, especially those of you who have a hope for a big future in God. So, Ashley, it looks like we're coming down on a time. I don't suppose I have enough time to take another call. What do you think, Ashley?
No. You have to take that one by the Spirit.
Hey, guys, check me out. Keep talking to me on Facebook. Don't let go. Let us stay connected, and I will be back again next week with the Paula Price Show. Again, go to our brand-new online bookstore. If you're an apostle or prophet, by all means, go check out the ARC program, the Apostleship Readiness Course for you. Lots of books coming. You can literally start a school on what I've done, and you can finish it and credential your people at the same time. Until next Thursday, God bless you.
Support the Paula Price Show today. For as little as $15 per month, you can help us expand our reach across the globe, ministering to hundreds of listeners weekly. Show your support today by visiting www.drpaulaprice.com and clicking the support button. Make a one-time seed or sign up for a monthly subscription. That's www.drpaulaprice.com. Click support and enjoy Dr. Paula Price in your living room.